Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Happy Wednesday and welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Lynn Bleasdale, Jody Higgins, Ryan Adragna, and our special guest, Rebecca Smook. She is with us. Rebecca, would you like to just... is somebody beeping?
Somebody did beep.
Okay, I thought I was losing it. Okay, Rebecca, I'd love it. We were just having a talk about the work you do, and I was just rocking with your enthusiasm about the work. So would you like to just tell us a little bit about your organization and the work you guys do and then why you do it? I loved that.
Oh, absolutely. We are known as Glass Paranormal. We are out of or near Detroit, Michigan. As you know, Jody Higgins is one of the mediums on our team. We do residential cases as well as public investigations where we raise money for local history to help them keep their doors open. Most of the residential cases that we do are cases where people are having hauntings in their homes, and we go in, do investigations both scientifically, and then we also do the metaphysical things by doing cleansing of the homes if they'd like that. We have three very gifted mediums on our team, myself, Kristen, and Jody, and we go in and we help from the spiritual side as well as offering them evidence, finding out if there's anything wrong in the home that might be electrical or, you know, something physical that's happening in the home that we can, you know, pipes rattling, put their mind at ease as far as that's concerned, and then bless the home, cleanse the home. And as you know, Jody and Kristen as well on our team are both ordained, which really helps with the cleansing and the clearing of the homes. I have a special gift. I don't know why, but I can remotely view into a home and clear negative energy as well as doing it in person. A good majority of the cases that I handle are done remotely. And so far, I've had a 100% success rate, which I feel very blessed to have.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. You were saying, too, excuse me, when you do these clearings, it's almost like physical healing for people. You're saying how people can finally sleep in their beds for the first time in a year, and it restores their home and their energy to normal, which is such a healing thing. So it's a great service that you guys do, and well done. Congratulations.
No. I got a message from a woman today that I did two cleansings on her home, and she has not slept in her room, like I said, in a year. There was a male presence in her room that made her uncomfortable. He was giving her nightmares. And I went to her home a couple of weeks ago, did a cleansing there. She said she still felt a bit uncomfortable, so I did it again. And she messaged me today. She goes, I slept in my own bed. I slept the whole night through. I didn't have a nightmare. It was the best sleep I've had in a year. And, you know, it made me feel really good that I could give that to her and her son.
Yeah. So we've got basically three, like Ryan does this sort of work too, so we've got a really cool team tonight of Ghostbusters and energy clearers and healers, and like this is quite an amazing show with all these energies. So should we go to the subject of divination tools we were talking about? Things like pendulums, scrying mirrors, Ouija boards, all those sort of things that people use to connect with spirit. So if you want to, whoever would like to go ahead and just do a little take on that, go right ahead. I didn't want to wear Rebecca out, so I don't know. Jody, Ryan, do you want to start?
Well, I think my favorite tool that I use would have to be the pendulum and the dowsing rods.
You are amazing with the dowsing rods.
So one of the funnest things we've had with our dowsing rods is to use them in a home where we detected a very strong vortex, and we were able to use it to close, but we're able to detect energy vortexes, portals in homes with them by opening and closing. And if people don't know about dowsing rods, by the way, thank you, Rebecca, they are a very, very old tool that was used hundreds of and thousands of years ago by using willow branches. And the willow branches, they would find a forked willow branch and hold the two forks in their hand, and the centerpiece would point downward when they came upon water. And they used them to detect the places to dig their wells. So as time has gone on, it's sort of turned into or morphed into a tool to use for asking yes and no questions. And, you know, it's similar to a pendulum, which will swing in a circle. I think we talked last week about some of the important things you need to do when you're using these tools. So I just want to remind people that you can use tools to tune in and get answers for many things, but to be sure to ask that only white love, white light and loving energy come through, and the answers come from a place that is highest and best for you and your energy and yourself, for your highest self. There's also something I'd like to share with people that you can do that is has a very practical everyday use. If you close your eyes, you can use your body as a yes-no tool. So if you ask, close your eyes, stand with your feet about shoulder length apart, and ask your body, what does the yes feel like? Your body will normally, yes, is a leaning forward. If you ask what no feels back, it will say, it will lean backwards, and you'll feel slightly off balance as your body leans. This is sort of similar, really, to muscle testing, but it also can be used as basically a divination tool. And by picking up a food and asking, is this food good for me? You can do this with cereals. You can do it with anything in the supermarket to detect things that are better for you or things that are worse for you. So just a little something I thought I would share that you can use that's very similar to a divination tool, but on an everyday basis, because for the most part, the normal thought with a pendulum specifically is that they're responding to the energy of your body. And so that's the same with the forward and the back and the leaning, the yes and no. With any tool, you do want to work some protection and ask for white light, say a little prayer. And I think I'm going to go ahead and pass this on to someone else to sort of speak about. I'm not sure if Ryan uses any tools for healing, but Ryan, I'm going to let you speak.
I don't know how much more I can add to this. Jody and Rebecca just kind of nailed it here. What people need to understand is, I had to Google divination tools. I'm looking at Google right now. It says it says tarot. It says pendulum, ruins, Ouija, numerology. Well, numerology I'm familiar with. Dowsing, I'm pretty familiar with that. I've never used any of those tools per se, and I'll admit I'm a little naive on that, but what I will say is that whenever, how should I say this, what I do have experience in is telepathy and channeling the higher dimensions from the 7th all the way up to the 12th dimension. But in order to do that, I have to travel through the 4th dimension, which is the astral plane, which is where all the muck is. That's where, you know, that's where all the ghosts hang out, and that's where Archangel Lucifer is in charge of, and all that kind of humble jumbo. And what I have to say is, and what the callers don't know is I did the protection prayer over everyone before we started here. The idea of these divination tools, what callers should understand is that you do have to protect yourself because we are currently in the third dimensional reality, space, time, and all that kind of stuff. When you want to get answers from the spirit world, you better make goddamn sure that you're getting answers from the fifth dimension or higher. Or in other words, from the light beings, beings who are of the light, who've crossed over through the tunnel and have become light. Not the fourth dimension. And sometimes people don't quite understand that they'll monkey around with these tools and they won't protect themselves. They don't have the black hematite around, they don't have the clear quartz around, they don't have the black tourmaline around, and they're not protecting themselves. And Jody and Rebecca kind of hit it on the head there. I would not recommend playing with those tools unless you fully protected yourself and you're asking this spirit, are you a light being or not? Because you don't know. I mean,
absolutely.
You can be hauling in a ghost for all you know, and you don't want to be messing with a fourth dimensional entity. Oh my God. So, you know, you will always know if you're talking to a higher vibrational frequency being, a spirit that's in the fifth, at least the fifth dimension or higher, if you get a feeling of love. Okay? If you get a feeling of fear or any duality of love, then you better shut that door. You better shut that wormhole. You better shut that portal, because guess what? You're just opened the Pandora's box, and then you just invited trouble in, and yeah, good luck to you. So it's always important to do the protection. Protect yourself with the black hematite, the clear quartz, the black tourmaline, and then pray to your angels and guides and say, hey, I think I want to monkey around with the spirit world and ask some questions, but make God darn sure that these are light beings that you're talking about who've crossed over to the other side and who are of the fifth dimension or higher. So I know I've hammered that home three times already, but it's so important because, like Rebecca, I've cleared ghosts remotely all over the world from people, from their houses, and I think people invite these beings in unintentionally. So maybe you're having a get together with the neighbors and you're drinking some vino or whatever and you're having fun and someone says, let's get out the Ouija board, you know. Yeah, let's do it, you know. And before you know it, you're you know. Oh, jeez. Hey, Rocky, am I going to get laid next weekend? I don't know. Let's find out.
Oh, dear.
You know?
Yeah.
But that happens. Does that happen? Am I going to get lucky tomorrow? Let's get out the Ouija board. And before you know it, you know, seven beers later or three glasses of vodka later, you're like, yeah. And while it's all fun and games, what you don't realize is that you're inviting guests in who are not necessarily of the vibrational frequency.
I want a poster that says it's all fun and games until someone gets possessed.
That's not happening though.
That's what it is. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Let's
yeah. Next
we're
thing
not
you know,
making
in
light of it, Ryan.
No, I know you're not. But next thing you know, the Ouija board spells out little blue pill, and you're like, what the hell? Oh, okay, I get it. You know, so I urge callers and listeners just to be careful when you're using these tools, because they are powerful. They're there for a reason. The tarot cards are, the pendulum is, the Ouija board is, ruins are, and just make sure you protect yourself, because are there higher frequency dimensions out there? Yes, there are. Unfortunately, one of them is there to hurt you, because that's their purpose, which is the fourth dimension. With that, I'll pass.
Yeah, wow. You know, just a little something I'd like to mention. I had put together a list when we spoke last week, that where we discussed all the things you want to do, a little prayer, some protection, setting intention. I will put something out both out on our Sacred Embers page and on the Sacred Embers group for those of you who are using your divination tools, especially I know a lot of you probably are using things like tarot cards, angel cards, and let me just say, it doesn't matter that they're called angel cards. It doesn't mean that you're getting messages from angels. And I'd also like to point out, yeah, please don't use tools if you're using any kind of drugs or alcohol. You're just, it lowers your vibration. And even though it feels like you're laughing, being silly, having a great time, the truth of the matter is it lowers your vibration. And when you lower your vibration, you contract and lower vibration entities, and it's not what you want. Doing these things can set you up for a big world of hurt. So we don't want you calling us later asking us to help you with your exorcism of your home or a person. We want you to be able to use these tools in a place of love and light and safety. So
yeah.
I'll put an article out there for y'all, and if you have questions about it, please be sure to ask us on our page, because that's why we're here, because we want to help you and bless you.
Yeah, and if I could add one little side note here, guys, about the fourth dimension, a big misnomer is about ghosts. Ghosts are really not in the cemeteries. If you want to find ghosts, go to the bars or go to hospice care, because at the bars, alcohol reduces your energy level. The ghosts know that, and that's where you're susceptible to attacks. And hospice care is where people die, they don't know it, and they're wandering around. I God bless the hospital workers out there and the hospice care workers and the bartenders out there, because those are three places I would never want to be in. It's just, you know, wow. So,
yeah.
But good point there. Thank you.
Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely.
Rebecca, did you have anything to add there?
Well, as Jody knows, I travel around the country and I give lectures on how to use these kind of tools safely. One of the things I'd like to add is I don't recommend anyone that's younger than their 20s mess with anything like this. I've had more cases...
Yeah.
Where children are given Ouija boards as presents, as gifts. There's even one out there that has Barbie on it. It's pink. These are not toys. I know they were marketed as toys at one point, but this is not a toy. But, you know, they can call in spirits. And if you're a child, you're more not only more susceptible to it, but you're more trusting, you're more open, and the things that Ryan mentioned in the fourth dimension go, oh, look, a little fresh piece of meat that I can manipulate and use and drain and take from. And if you're giving your children any kind of paranormal experience before their brain is mature, you're asking for trouble. I don't recommend that children go on paranormal investigations unless they're with someone like Jody or I that can protect them, or Ryan, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Or any psychic
really good
medium,
point.
Someone who really knows how to use any kind of tools or who knows how to set energy for doing readings.
Yeah. Wow. Good points, you guys.
Yeah.
I was just going to add one thing before we go to our callers. I learned a very good lesson from my friend Alana Clark. I did a reading for her. And I had been using a little flashlight, and I would get yes, no answers, flash, flash, or flash kind of thing. And so when I did my reading for Alana, I was completely expecting the flashlight to bring messages through. It did not even blink. Nothing happened. And I was like, wow. And Alana said to me, you don't need it. That blew my socks off. I couldn't believe she was right. I didn't need it. And I realized I had been relying a little bit too much on the tool. And so I still use it. It still will come through with some readings, but I don't rely solely on those tools. I've learned to take what's coming through and trust that message and give it. I'm still a little hesitant sometimes, but I'm getting over that. But what the message that came through was, you don't, like, do try the tools, but also use your other abilities as well. Don't just rely on divination tools to get you through. There's a whole lot of messages just coming straight through to you. And anyway, that was my lesson. What have we learned, Dorothy? Well, that's what I learned. Anywho, shall we, any last thoughts before we hit our callers, guys?
I think we're good, right?
Yeah, I think we're good. Let's get her on.
All right, perfect. Okay, 917, you're on with Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please?
Sure, my name is Timothy.
Hi, Timothy. Welcome. Have you got a question for us?
Yeah, I was just wondering if there was any messages for me from the other side or guides or anything of that nature in regards to me trying to embrace the abundance and getting a new job / career.
Okay. Anybody feel moved to start? Go right ahead.
Timothy, I'm sorry, go ahead, guys.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, Timothy, I feel both male and female energy on the other side. Have your parents passed?
My father, my biological father's passed, grandfather and grandmother, but yep, they're on the other side.
Okay. I think what I'm picking up the strongest of all is a grandfather energy, and I feel like he, did he have some breathing issues when he was on Earth?
Some breathing issues?
Yeah, breathing issues. I feel stuff in the heart and in the lungs. Do you have, like, congestive heart failure?
No, he had cancer, but it pretty much had spread everywhere.
Okay, and at the end of his life, was he on oxygen or was he on something helping him breathe?
He was not, actually. He was in a cancer hospice, but I don't remember anything helping him breathe.
Okay, because I get a lot of stuff around in the lungs. Now, when his wife passed, did she pass after him?
If we're talking on my father's side, I'm actually not sure who passed first. I wasn't born when my grandparents on that side passed.
Okay. They feel very close to me. I think the reason I'm getting the stuff with the heart is that grandfather passed from a broken heart. I think that they were very close, very loving couple. And are you single right now?
I'm not. I'm in a long-term 20-year relationship.
Okay, because I feel like they're talking about your relationship and saying how you should definitely just talking about being in love and how that relationship can help your life feel better or worse. So I don't know. I think maybe he's saying appreciate your wife. And
okay.
He's just talking about how you can feel very close to someone and have them in your life. And that it's not always perfect. So I don't know if there's some things going on there, but he's definitely being encouraging. And he's also telling me, he's been watching over you from the time you were a little boy. I don't think you knew him very well, if at all, but he's around you a lot, as well as your grandmother. Were they people from down south?
Yes, they were.
Okay, and your grandmother feels to me like she was a little bit of a heavier lady, not especially, you know, obese, but just a little bit chubby. She's showing me an apron, and I feel like she liked to cook a lot of things in the kitchen. Baking, yes, but more so savory foods like, I'm getting like greens and things like, specifically fried chicken. So you might want to ask your dad. I think she did a lot, and I also see baking bread. So she was really a woman of the earth. I think that they also were farmers or lived on a farm. and very connected to animals, lots and lots of animals around them. They send you a lot of love, and I feel like they're also talking about you connecting to the earth. One of the ways that you really get grounded is by being outside, and I feel like they're encouraging you to get outside and walk in the grass a little bit more often. I don't know if you work inside the house or inside of a building, but I'm feeling the need for you to take your shoes off and go outside and get grounded in the grass. Did your grandfather, was he a pastor or something in a church?
Yes, he was. My great grandfather was a pastor in a church down south.
Okay, because he is showing me this. Did he give you, were you left through your father a crucifix that you wear? A necklace?
No, but I do have a little cross that I think belonged to my grandfather.
He's talking about that. I feel like that is a really special family heirloom. He wants you, I feel like he wants you to wear it. I don't know if it's something that works for you in terms of your spiritual beliefs, but he is saying it's not about the religion, it's about the spirituality and the connection to spirit. And he is calling you, like my son, with the most utmost love. He is very proud of you. He says that you've done such wonderful things in your life, and he's showing me a lot of pride, as is your father. I think, did you bump heads with your dad quite a bit when you were young?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
He's making me feel like there's a little bit of guilt or a little bit of sadness, and he's telling me how much he loves you. Your father is doing this, and he says, he and his father also bumped heads. He says it's kind of like a legacy. He says this with a laugh, so I think he was a little bit tongue-in-cheek and his humor was a little bit dry, but he's
okay.
Definitely sending you love. And, you know, I'm seeing your father on one side of your bed at night and your grandfather on the other side, and it's almost like there's a little bit of prayer over you, and I see this white light coming down to them and then coming through their hands to you. So they're passing something on spiritually. It feels to me like it's a healing energy. I don't know if you have some health stuff going on or if it's maybe, do you have diabetes?
I do not. I just have like a massive allergies. I'm congested to be around.
Okay, then I think maybe they're working on you with that. And they're also, I think, healing your heart. They're working on healing your heart for some of the sadness or losses you've experienced, and also to just to connect with you, to let you know that they're there with you and that you're not alone. And you said your mother's still here?
Yes, she is.
Your father is saying thank you for watching over her like you do. So you must put quite a bit of time and energy into checking in on her and taking care of her. And he's saying thank you for doing this, because he says, you honor me by doing this. And he says, I love you. I know how much you love me. And he says, there's no need for guilt. There's only room for love. That's all he ever wanted from you. It's all he wants for you. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to let someone address some of the other questions and leave a little room for them. Okay?
Sure.
So Rebecca, Lynn, or Ryan, any of you can kick in here.
Hi, Tim. This is Ryan. How you doing?
Hey, thanks, Ryan. How's it going?
Pretty good. I must apologize. What was your original question, please?
Oh, just if any tips or anything about the new job / career, which I am going to manifest. Not sure where or how, but I am.
Well, you are a master manifester, so put your mind at ease on there. What I'm picking up as I'm reading your energy fields on the physical, emotional, spiritual, and physical levels, I am picking up some I wouldn't call it a rock in my stomach, but for lack of better terms, a rock in my stomach from your second to your third chakra, a little bit of chronic, not indigestion, but maybe this is linked to the emotional state too of, you know, a constant stomach ache of why. As I'm scanning your body right now, your guides and your angels, my third eye is buzzing right now. Your guides and angels want you to stop ignoring your mediumship abilities, which you are perfectly capable of having, okay? In the back of your mind, you're highly intuitive. You're far from narcissist. You're an empath, and but you've been kind of ignoring that for a couple of years. Why? Hold on just a second, Timothy. I'm kind of drilling down deep here.
No problem.
Love life. Why are they telling me a love life? That makes no sense to me. Love life. Previous life. Love life. Boy, I feel like an idiot for saying this live on air. I don't know why they're telling me love life in a previous life. In reoccurring dreams, that's coming up too. That's weird. I have no idea what that means to me. Maybe that means something to you, but it doesn't mean nothing to me. Son of a gun here. I'm batting 1,000 here. I'm having a hard time reading you, which is this is tough, man. Come on, lower that drawbridge, man. Let me in.
Do you want to move on to Rebecca for a second, then see?
I'm having a hard time reading him, which is highly unusual. But you know, I as I'm scanning your energy fields, you seem to be running a tight ship. But all I can say is that for some reason you've got some physical issues in your second and third chakra. But besides that, work on your spiritual and your mediumship abilities. Your heart chakra is spinning as it should. Your love, which is your healing, your heart is what it should be, and boy oh boy, I'm embarrassed here. I don't know if I added any value to you, Tim, tonight. Sorry about that.
Not a problem at all.
All right, with that all passed with a tail between my legs.
Well, Rebecca, are you picking anything up then?
Hi, Timothy. I'm doing a couple things. I'm not getting a whole lot that Jody didn't already cover, but I keep getting like numbers around you, like mathematics, rulers, things along that line. Are you really into like mathematics and that kind of thing?
Not really. Rulers?
No.
Not really.
No.
No.
And I'm also seeing guitar, and I don't know why. But that's basically all I'm getting. You're like Ryan said, you're a hard person to read. I don't know if you have your walls up pretty high.
Okay.
Some people do. Some people are more regarded than others.
Okay.
No, you're not married, right? You're just in a relationship.
I'm not legally married. We've been together 20 years.
Okay. All right. But has your significant other ever mentioned wanting to get married?
She used to. Not so much now.
Okay, I still feel that she wants that.
Okay.
Even if she's not saying it. And you know,
I think maybe that's something, if you guys are interested in looking into making that, she kind of wants that wedding, that ceremony for some reason, even though your relationship is good as it is, she kind of still wants that, even though she doesn't mention it anymore.
Okay.
And I've been picking up that from her quite a bit, that she's, you know, looking for that ceremony kind of a thing, even if it's just a little thing between, you know, you and your close friends, just something for her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. So, shall I go ahead? Everyone?
Absolutely.
Alrighty then. Somebody's beeping. That's so fried. It's like we have a robot on the panel.
Yeah, always my fault. I get like 50, 60 messages a day. So just
my goodness. Text messages.
Yeah, I get Facebook messages. I get text messages. All sorts of stuff, so
it's just beeping. No worries. All right, Perfect. Alrighty, we have had some weird sounds on the radio, so who knows. Anyway, Timothy, I got some pretty interesting images here for you. The first one that comes through is like a totem. I get the image of an otter, and it's on its back. And it's got like a little, I'm going to say oyster, because what comes through with this message is the world is your oyster, but you're finding the shells really hard to open. I looked up the otter totem here, and the otter is a sensible guide who uses spiritual awareness and devotion as a framework for progress. Perhaps most importantly to otter symbolism is the ability to play. This is my note. That really jumped out at me for you. To find renewed joy in our lives that balances out the more serious matters. Otter embodies both water and earth energies. So, I think what really hit me with that was the are you playing enough? Are you taking time to smell the roses, as it were?
I am not. I am trying to.
Okay, the otter comes through to me. Because to me, an otter is such a playful, beautiful animal to watch, and they're like just they're living like they play in the fields of the Great Spirit, kind of thing, right? And I'm picking up, you are not playing enough. and the story of when you go to a shaman with complaints and pains and aches and what, they will say to you first, are you singing? Are you dancing? Are you, they want to know, are you feeding that inner child and bringing joy into your life? And I suspect you need a real big dose of that. And you're okay. So speaking of the world as your oyster, really and truly, there's something right in front of you that you have a really good skill, but you're overlooking it, thinking maybe diminishing the possibility, thinking, it's just a thing I do. It's just a hobby, something. No, you're looking right at something that is something you can monetize, something you enjoy. I don't know what that is. I think you do if you look carefully. It's almost like you're snatching defeat from the jaws of victory a little bit sometimes, missing the boat. And it says here, and I don't mean this, I'm not giving you heck. I just say the message comes through, Timothy, wake up. It's right there. Okay? Wake up. It's right there. Like you're looking right at it, whatever that is. Abundance is there. It's right available for you. Give yourself permission to receive, okay? And I would also really work on your spiritual abilities. Make sure you are meditating and receiving messages from your team, your spirit team. And pay attention to your bodily feelings. When you feel that contraction feeling, walk away from that. Your body's saying no. You're not saying no. Sometimes you might need to just speak up a little and do what feels good for Timothy, just a little bit, right? And play. That, and play, you and your wife play together like kids. That'll be fun for you both. It'll raise your vibration. And please just look right in front of you. You have a service or a skill or something you're doing right now that can be turned into a job, self-employment. Okay, Tim? Duffy? Oh, sorry, I didn't
okay.
short
Thanks
name.
A lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Okay, my dear, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Thank
and,
you.
And let us know how it goes, okay?
You got it. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, our next caller, our next caller is Mita, and she's a woman. I'm going to step back from this one. This is someone I was reading for, and we'd like to get all your takes on Mita's relationship with her husband as regards her their past life relationships. Thank you. Mita, hi, how are you? You're on with us.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome.
I'm good. Thank you.
So you're on with Jody and Rebecca and Ryan, and I've just kind of given a little, do you want to tell them what we're looking to find out their take on?
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Thank you so much.
To add anything, Mita, before we go ahead?
No, just that one is perfect for me. I want to just my past life, because every time I think, in my right now, in my past, something is a past life is in, involved with that.
Yeah, you feel you have met your husband. You and your husband know each other from previous lives.
Yeah, we are. I'm so connected with him, and I think he's very close to me about everything about, and I think I know him before this life.
Okay, so we'll see what the team picks up for you, Mita. Okay.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Oh, hey, Mita, this is Ryan calling. This is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Ryan calling.
Okay.
I'm just scouting your energy fields. The only thing I have to say is, do you have a pen and paper with you?
Yes.
Okay. Write this person's name down. Dr. Hen, H-E-N.
Okay.
Lew, L-E-W, and the Hawaiian practice of forgiveness, which is called Ho'oponopono, okay?
Oh, I know that one.
All right. Don't ask me how to spell it, because I'll trip up.
Yeah, I know Ho'oponopono. I work with that one 2 years, and I love that one.
All right. Yeah. Well, that will help cut the cords, but you have to be very specific on what you're trying to cut the cords on, is what my spirit team is telling me. And there's
okay.
no room for generalities, Mita. You be very specific, okay?
Okay.
And because whatever happened, he is in your soul group, and that's not news to you. And you have a lot of reoccurring dreams too. That's weird. I wouldn't call them nightmares, but you do have a lot of reoccurring dreams about a same theme, is what I'm picking up from the spiritual side. So, you're like, oh my God, I had the same dream about something, about the same person. So cut those cords. Maybe hook up with someone who can do Akashic record reading for you, okay? To get very, very specific, very, very specific, do a deep dive. And if you want, I can give you the name of someone who does a very good job with the Akash.
Okay.
And they can help you. They can help you with that, okay? It's not a healing job, but it isn't. It's more of a you carry this baggage over from a previous life. Now you're in this life, you're like, oh my God, here we go again. And you know it.
Okay.
Just so do the Ho'oponopono. But before you do that, Mita, let's get this pinned down like a tail on the donkey, and get your Akashic records up. Find out exactly the source, and then go back, circle back around, and work on the Ho'oponopono. Or there's a couple different sources that you can do to rectify the situation, so you're not dealing with it again. Okay, so you can resolve it. So in other words, when you die in this life and you go to the next life, you're like, are you serious? Am I dealing with this again? No, you get the cords and get the floor mopped nice and clean. Okay.
Yeah. Every time I use the words from Ho'oponopono, something like I love you, forgive me, I'm sorry, and I clean everything. If I buy something before I pay for that, I have to clean it, and after that buy it. If I go sit somewhere before I sit in a chair, I clean it. You know, that's my job after I work with Ho'oponopono. And I have the Seaport one. Seaport. I have a bracelet. I have the cone. Everything from Seaport. I clean before every. You know, if I drink water, I put it in a blue glasses. Front of the, I know about that. Ho'oponopono. For 2 years,
You know
Thank
what's
you.
Nice about that water? Yeah. Well, you know, just real quick, you know what's nice about that water is I never believe this, but I bought that blue water with the cork on it, and I sit out and let the sun god Ra soak it in for 2 hours. I'm like, holy crap, this water tastes different. How is that possible? Well, that's the power of the sun god Ra. But maybe I encourage, my spirit team is telling me, encouraging you strongly to have someone read your Akashic records and understand the situation, okay? Because then you can put some clarity to it, and then you can say, that's what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have any problem with that. But everything I see in my life is not, surprise me. I think I passed it before. This is the second time I experienced it, and I realized this is a spiritual thing. I realized that one. But about politics, every time I have some advice, and after that I figure out maybe in past life I was something like a Abraham Lincoln, because I have a lot of, think in my mind. And after some wrote about Abraham Lincoln, I said, oh my gosh, I know about that one, Abraham Lincoln. I know about that one. Before I read it, I know about that one. Why right now I see it and I say, this is the second time, And the same with my husband. When I meet him and for 2 years when I married with him, I stay with him. I say, when he did something the first time with me, this is not new for me, And I think this is, something related before this life. That's the reason. I'm so curious about that.
Yep, as you should be. And I think when you get your Akash records read, I think you'll have some clarity to that. My third eye right now is burning up wide open, which means your third eye is too. Mita, you're a very intuitive medium, and that's not news to you. Oh yeah, man. You're full blown psychic. Just don't ignore it. Just all you gotta do is own it. But yeah, I would encourage you to nail down. And there's nothing wrong with looking at your records, because now you can figure out what's going on, and now you can fix it. Because you sure as heck don't want to be dealing with this in the next lifetime, do you? I mean, you want to get this buttoned down and move away so you can increase your vibrational frequency in the next lifetime, wherever that's going to be. You're like, yeah, I've been there, done that. I don't want to do that again. So
yeah, I know.
Yeah, so... Yeah, do yourself a solid and get that taken care of. And sounds like I'm embarrassed to actually say Ho'oponopono, because it's a 50-50 chance that some people know about, others don't. Sounds like you're well-versed, especially the blue solar water. Not a lot of people know about that.
Dude, I love that one, because I was working with that one before that, before the Ho'oponopono. I know about the... What is the cleaning? when I want to drink a water, I use a God word. Do you know God?
Yeah.
Or is it heart? Is it beauty? Is it love? And when I experience with Ho'opuno, it was very great for me, for family too.
Before I pass on to the other ladies, I'll tell you this. Physically scanning your body, you're running a tight ship. You're running a tight ship everywhere. I can't find any abnormalities, any negative energies, except for that little spirituality thing that you have to love and embrace. And just cut them cords from a previous life. Get your Akashic records read. And, hey, you're golden, man. You're golden. So with that, I'll pass.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Perfect. Jody, Rebecca, how you guys doing?
Jody.
Oh. Okay. Jody seems to still be here.
I'm sorry. I started talking and I had the same issue you did. Thank you, mute button. Thank you.
you did the same thing. Yeah, sometimes we hit our mute buttons and we're babbling away into the mic and nobody's paying attention and we're... Okay, so sorry about that. Okay, no problem. Did you pick anything up about Mita's relationship with her husband in a past life, Jody?
Well, I feel... Right now, what I feel in her current life, I was seeing the teeter-totter going up and down. And so I feel like in this life, you're together and you love each other. But is this correct? Are you having, like, ups and downs, kind of like crazy? Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. And with that, I get that you wonder where it comes from, because in so many ways, you're so well-suited. I know you love him. I feel like some of the past life stuff has to do with relationships that you had with him that were not necessarily husband-wife. So if you think that at times he was the father, that is how he's approaching answering questions, or, you know, either a father or a mother. He was a parent in some life, that he is approaching issues with you as a parent, because that's the relationship in the past. Sometimes you're the younger child or the older child. And so it's these relationships from the past that I feel are coming forward and asserting issues into the relationship. So you can't deal with things on a basis based on the relationship as it is now. It's more about how those past relationships are coming in and affecting the issues right now. I agree with the Ho'oponopono stuff with Ryan, that could be very helpful. And I agree that Akashic Records, doing a reading for that with someone, would be a wonderful thing to do. But it's those differentiated relationships that cause some of the issues. I also feel like, is money something that becomes a topic pretty regularly?
Okay.
That's a question for you. Does money become a topic of argument sometimes?
No, nothing. But, you know, when I have an idea about something like if we want to buy house, everything, every time I put him first. And sometimes I look at myself, I say, when is your time? You know, because I want to just he be happy, you know. I want to just, every time I put him first, next, my son, and after both of them, I count myself. And sometimes I think it's not fair for me, you know. But
yes,
money, everything is, we don't have any problem for fighting for money, nothing.
Not that there's a problem with money, but that you see using money differently. I feel like occasionally that's where issues also can come up, that there's an imbalance or a misbalance in what each of you want to spend money on, or in having independence in choosing how you spend money. Now, with that, I want to tell you something that I tell many people I read for, and I say this to a lot of women. Do not forget your oxygen mask. When people are going down in a plane, they tell you to put your oxygen mask on first and then help someone else. The reason is you have about 5 seconds before the cabin loses pressure and you cannot breathe any longer. And if you can't breathe, you can't help your husband. You can't help your child. Put your oxygen mask on first. You need to schedule some time in for yourself to get away and do some self-care. There's two things that I'm hearing about this. One, it will make you a stronger wife and mother, and it will enhance your relationships with these people that you love so much. The second thing is, I feel that you carry some of the negative energy or any of your more lower vibration emotions like fear, sadness, guilt, anger in your stomach, and I feel like it could make you sick. So you have to take good care of your emotional self, which in turn takes care of your physical being. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
I think, do you get stomach aches or have some IBS type issues?
I don't have a stomach ache, but my stomach is not small. I think every time I do exercise, but I gain, you know, and maybe is a something emotional involved with that.
Yeah, there could be. I agree, and filling up holes. I'm hearing filling up holes. So, you know, it's fair that you expect love and happiness in your life for yourself, not just for others. And so claiming some space for yourself could also help with that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm also feeling meditation is very important for you to keep some balance. Grounding and balance. All right, I'm going to let Lynn and Rebecca kick in here.
Thank you.
Well, go ahead. Yeah, perfect. Rebecca, you go right ahead.
Well, what I've been picking up, and I don't have a lot of time because I do have to go right at 9 o'clock, but I feel that you've been with him in a past life, and I feel like you've always felt cheated. Like your time was cut short, or you didn't meet each other till later in life, and that you always felt like you were robbed of time. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it always feels like you didn't get as much time with him as you wanted.
And I think
this time you're getting more time. I see that you've had some tragedy in your past lives with him, where either one of you had to say goodbye to the other one before you were ready. And I think this time around you got more time than you did before. And you got to know each other a lot better.
Right now he's a father figure, do you know? He's father for me this life, do you know? I think he's my father. He wants to take care of me and my son. He's not like a husband. He wants protects us. And sometimes I think it's not, you know, I don't feel I have a husband. I think that's father.
Because in a past life, he feels like he didn't protect you enough.
Oh, okay.
So now he's trying to make up for that. And he's so much in the protector role that he's forgetting to be romantic, and he's forgetting to fulfill other parts of your marriage that are important, because he's so focused on being the protector, because he feels like he let you down in a past life and he wasn't there for you. So now he's hyper-focused on working and providing, and he's not providing the emotional support. He's only providing the monetary support in the things, and he's not giving you the emotional support that you need.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Is that
thank
true?
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. It's perfect.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Rebecca, thank you so much. We know you have to go, but I will give Rebecca's information out at the end of the show. Thank you so much for joining us. And
thank
we'll have you,
thank
you on
you
again.
Thank you so much, Brian, Lynn. I appreciate you allowing me to share the airwaves with you tonight. You guys all have a blessed evening, okay?
Thank you so much. Our pleasure.
All right. Mita, I've already done that reading for you, so I don't want to repeat information.
Yeah.
But
thank you.
All resonated. I hope this all resonated for you. The thing is, you have a dream that you're following, and I would say as you fly with that dream, you're going to feel a little bit more of a whole person. You're feeling a bit diminished maybe right now, only because, as you say, you're more like a father. He's more like a father figure, so you may be feeling a little bit more pushed into the role of the child. But you have a dream that you're following. And you will keep tight to that dream and tight to that path. As you do that, and you'll become a little more independent, about the balance will be a bit better between you. But there's so much love there that, you know, you guys can get through anything. Just remember to communicate, you know. He's a good lad. He's a good lad. You know that. So you get your wings, you get those wings unfolded and practice your own flying and just see if things don't feel a little more balanced once you get your feet on the ground and get a little business going for yourself, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Lynn.
Okay. Love and light, Mita, and thank you so much for calling in. And we'll talk to you soon again, I hope. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're very welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to go to our next caller. And we have area code 504. You're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
Mary Lou, can you hear me?
Hi, Mary Lou. Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, good.
I called
last week and you said you couldn't tap in.
That's right. We were having, I think there was a little energy block going on. Was that correct?
Yeah, I was wondering if there's still energy blocks.
I remember. Did we read you right at the end of the show?
You said that you couldn't, nobody could tap in. So I'm curious.
Tap in.
If that's
Oh, geez. See if I can find my notes from last week. I do remember I had something. I remember I did get a reading for you, and people were a little blocked.
About a Virgo, everybody said blocked, and all I got was about a Virgo.
Oh, the Virgos. And then you're not getting straight with this person that's messing with you. I remember Jedi mind tricks coming into it.
What is your first name again? Mary Lou?
Mary
Lou. Thank you, Mary Lou. I just wanted to know the first name so I could tune in. Go ahead, Lynn.
Okay. Yeah. How did you feel about that reading, Mary Lou? Did you feel that any of the resistance was coming from your end at all? Not trying to put you on the spot.
It didn't feel like it was, but I think it's just the fact that I was coming off of being sick and tired, so maybe my physical being isn't up to par. But
I get a difference.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay, love. It's just that sometimes, when we read for you, we're trying to meet spirit halfway kind of thing, frequency-wise, and it really helps too. And I know you're tired and sick and draggy and whatnot, and it helps so much if you can have your vibration sort of spinning as close to spirit as you can too. Anyway, having said that, do you want to see if anybody is picking up? Just let your guard down as much as you can and let us read you and see what we pick up, okay? And whoever feels ready to go, Ryan or Jody?
I need a few minutes on this one, please.
Sure, no problem. I can, and Jody, if you need a minute, I can keep going on this thing with the Virgo that's bugging her.
Well, I don't get the thing with the Virgo, but I do want to kick in a little bit.
Sure.
You know, I feel like there's some, was this to do with a job, Mary Lou?
My work has been affected by things going on in my life pretty severely.
Okay. So, and is this with does this have to do with your partner in life, your spouse?
I don't exactly have a life partner at the moment.
Okay. If you can shed a little light on the situation at hand for me, I do feel a more balanced energy from you this week. You're a little calmer. I think last week you felt so frustrated to me. I hate to use the word angry. I felt much more resistance than I do this week. I think you're much more open to change. And although I don't know or understand the situation, I do think you want work to be better. I'm picking up that you're working hard at being much more open, not only to us, but to people in your life, that you're trying to raise your vibration. Have you been doing things this week to try to make yourself feel a little happier?
I would love to say that I have, but not much. I'm basically like on a treadmill trying not to get bit off the back.
Absolutely.
I'm staying on the treadmill. I haven't got spit off the back. So I guess
that's right. No, that is a beautiful place for you to start. Because what I want to say to you is you're running right now to catch up. And I know that everything isn't bad. Do what you can in the little quiet moments to raise your vibration, whether that is singing in the shower or listening to super happy music in a play track that you listen to on the way to and from work. The other thing I'm hearing is control what you can, right? Control what you can and know the difference between the things you can't. Sometimes there are things that we either are going to choose to not change, and if we gripe about them or if we're unhappy about them and we're not going to change them, the best thing to do is to let it lie. I have a situation in my life where I'm not happy with someone and some of their ways that they treat me. But I'm not going to ask them to leave my life right now, and I'm not going to make changes with it. So if I complain about it, it makes me feel more disappointed, more unhappy. What I've decided is, since I don't want it to change or this particular person to be out of my life, I'm going to accept it and only control the things I can. That in itself is a way of controlling the situation. And that's what I mean by knowing that you can only control what you can and letting the rest of it go, you can get some happiness in that. You can get some peace from that in knowing that I can't fix everything, and that's okay, right? It's just a recognition of, it's a recognition, it's a way of giving yourself some empowerment. And I think also taking good care of yourself physically is going to be part of what helps your mindset. Eating really good healthy food right now and getting water in for you, I think you're really busy right now. Doing some of that, making sure to get good sleep, those are other ways of controlling what you can right now. And I think you're just going to have to wait it out, honey. You're just going to have to wait it out. Do your best to keep your vibration high and control what you can. I'm going to let Lynn kick in here.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Yeah. Hi, Mary Lou. You do sound a lot
Hi.
Better this week, you know, and you know, you're so, we're human, right? We all go through this stuff. There's no problem feeling those things. It's how you handle them that matters. And I'm picking up that you've got to be really careful of how you're absorbing the energy of other people right now. You're picking it up, and it's not yours to carry, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
I'm getting that this Virgo person is, and I'm getting that phrase again, like Jedi mind tricks, trying to gaslight you into believing something that is absolutely like ridiculous. Be careful. Okay. Just don't let that in. Don't give them permission to tell you how to think.
He's the least of my worries. Of worry,
really?
He's like pretty much not even. Yeah, he's not. He can do whatever he wants to do. It's not. I got much bigger fish to fry. That one's not even on the Richter scale.
Alrighty then, but just watch out for this character because he is. Even if it feels like he's pulled back a little bit, just be careful. You know, worry is a horrible waste of the imagination, Mary Lou. So I would transform these situations from worry, and you need to step back and observe these things that are going on. Are you going through the outcome before it's even happened? Like, are you going? It's said that everything we're afraid of has already happened to us. Okay, you've already experienced the angst and the fear and the bodily constrictions, the tightness in the heart and all that stuff. You're already going through it when you're worrying and when you're fearing the future. So are you doing that to yourself a wee bit?
No, I don't think I am, and then I get hit with a little bit of reality and then I wonder if I should like give myself
should
a better react? Reality check. You know,
have you numbed out? Are you just
No, sometimes I just go so positive for other people and they so greatly disappoint me that I'm not even sure. I thought that they are capable of the things that they're doing that involve
you're
and can hurt me.
Little shell shock sort of thing, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
maybe
I should be more honest to myself.
No, I mean, the world is full of creeps. You can find them if you want to attract creeps into your life. Boy, you know, they're out there. But it's, wow.
I'm in a court situation. I'm in a court situation, and it can go in any way at this point. And it could be very bad for me. It could be very bad for me.
Yeah. Let's see what Ryan's got to weigh in.
Yeah,
here.
I think I'm ready to.
Yeah,
here
go
comes
for
the
it.
Wicked... Thank you so much, Lenny. And here comes the wicked laugh. And not like the Wizard of Oz, the Wicked Witch of the East. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too. I screwed that one up already.
You did great.
Hey, Mary Lou, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Well, good. And you're going to get better, okay?
Yay!
That's what I want.
Yay is yes. Right. Because like I tell my girls, I have a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old. I tell them, I said, you know what daddy's all about. I told them, lying to me is an exercise in futility because I can feel energy. So I told them, I said, if you tell me you don't have a boyfriend, yeah, okay, whatever, dude. I know you have a boyfriend. So that was a bad joke. So what I'm doing
do the
is
same
for
my kid.
Well, you know, I told my oldest daughter, I said, you could change your boyfriends faster than you change your socks, okay? You have every right to do that, and God bless you for that. So anyways, getting back to the serious side of the subject here, as I'm scanning your energy fields, all four of them, and not to be a negative Nelly here, but I wrote down some words here. I wrote down the word depression, and I wrote down the word sponge, and I wrote down the word empath, and I put sponge in parentheses. They are kind of a domino effect for you, okay? And by that I mean you're an empath, which is the opposite of a narcissist, and you're a sponge. And you soak up all that crap all the time. The only issue is that you have to figure out how to wring that sponge out and set yourself back to zero. Like I told a caller the other earlier, Ho'oponopono, or however the hell you spell that word, I don't know. You have to wring out all them negative energies, and you carry a black hematite, clear quartz, or black tourmaline stone with you. Take your Epsom salt baths, go out there in the back of your yard, hug a tree for 5 minutes, do what Mary Lou has to do to get rid of the negative energies out of you, because you tend to receive more than you give, so the energetic scales of transmutation are not in balance for you. So you have, and the result of that is depression.
I'm not depressed, no.
What's that?
I'm not depressed.
Okay, yeah, I'm not
I'm
a medical
tired.
Doctor, but...
I'm tired, but I'm not depressed.
I'm not going to fight with you on that. I wrote down the word depression. That's what my spirit team gave me. Maybe they meant something else besides that. I've been wrong before. I'm not perfect, you know. But there's some sort of negative energy lingering in you on the emotional side that you kind of gets you down a little bit. Maybe depression wasn't right. Depression
maybe
wasn't
word would
the
be
right
fear. Word. Fear.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you on that, because fear and depression, I guess, they could be considered derivatives of each other. Like I said, I don't have a PhD in this stuff. All I can do is feel energies, and I can just I can feel. When I say depression, it's like a foot stepping on you. You know how it depresses. For example, you buy a soft piece of clay at Walmart, and you step on it, it becomes depressed, right?
Yeah.
You mold a circle of clay, you step on it, you press on your hand, it feels depressed. Depressed, not in the clinical sense, but just maybe you feel like you're being stepped on in a certain way. Does that make sense?
Oh, God, absolutely. Just trying to way not to be.
So I apologize for using the big D word, because, that was inappropriate on my part. But I guess
I almost don't feel smart enough to be depressed about this when I should be. To be quite honest with you, I should be depressed.
No,
be very depressed.
you, but you're a strong woman. I can feel that in your energy field. You're a very strong woman, but I feel like there's some big boots are kind of stepping on your energy field a little bit, and kind of like build up your boundaries and tell people it's okay to tell people to say tell people no. It's okay to say no. You're kind of you know, don't have to be the yes woman, okay? And
yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to a famous quote. I'm sorry.
I said you said don't be a yes woman, and I said yes, and I said oops, I'm sorry about that.
Well, let's go back to what the great Eleanor Roosevelt said. What anybody thinks of me is none of my business.
It's none of my business. That's my quote of the year.
So,
no matter what
know,
I hear, I just say it's not my business, and I mean it, and I don't want to hear it. I don't care how ugly it is.
That's
it's
right.
not a reflection of me.
You put your hand out there, and you say, talk to the hand because the face ain't looking. And so you're learning your boundaries, Mary Lou. And this doesn't happen overnight, right? It's not like you flick a light switch and you're like, oh, okay, I've got strong boundaries around me. Lally freaking not. No, it doesn't happen that way. I wish it would, but you're building up the boundaries and you're doing a good job. And I they're giving me 6 to 8 months. So pretty much at the end of the year, you should be a brand new person. But it's something that you have to work on a daily basis, and it's going to happen so gradually. At the end of the year, you won't be calling in anymore about this subject. That I can tell you. That'll be solved for you. Okay.
Okay. Hopefully, in a positive way.
What you can say is, Ryan, that will be solved for me because that's, you know, we're giving you the cliff notes here. You got a wonderful group of psychics on the line here, and they've given you wonderful tools, tips, and advice, and take it to heart. And, you know, we're not charging a million. Yeah, we're not charging $1 million an hour for this stuff. So, you know, take it to heart and, you know, now you got the cliff notes, and you should be all squared away. So I hope that all that resonates with you.
It does. Thank you.
And I'm sorry if I was harsh. Everyone who knows me on the show knows that my spirit team always calls a spade a spade. And what I tell callers and listeners is that spirit will always tell you what you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear.
Right.
So they're always blunt because that's how it is, because they are light beings of the fifth dimension and higher, and they will never sugarcoat anything because they want you to learn, grow, and prosper.
Perfect.
So,
well, I don't like sugarcoating. All right.
Well, and everyone does. Everyone likes sugar coatings, but if you want sugar coatings, then I would suggest people go to the carnival and buy a lollipop or something. I don't know what to tell them.
I don't want sugar coating.
Sometimes
you need sometimes you need challenged on yourself, you know.
You sure do. You're going to be fine, Mary Lou. We've got to move on. We've got one more caller we'd like to get to, but please let us know how it's going. And you're stronger than you think, so don't give up and try to get out there and breathe a little bit. And hopefully we'll talk to you soon. Let us know how it goes, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you
Bye.
So much, Mary Lou. Bye-bye. Love and light to you. I'm just going to give out information in case we get cut off here. So if you want to reach Rebecca F. Smuck, you go to www.facebook.com/TheMotorCityMedium. You can find Sue Fields Dalamonte on Facebook. She's not with us this week. Go to www.connectedbyspirit.com for Jody, and you can also find Jody Higgins on Facebook. You can find Ryan at Dragna on Facebook and also through www.healingsthroughspirit.com. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And with that, we're going to go on to our last caller. Try to get a real quick reading in there for you. 646, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Vandana. I just wanted to give a big shout and thank you to Lynn. Last time she told me Tandy, and it really came through. Oh, my God. I was like gushing. One after the other, the dreams just kept coming on and on and on.
Wow. Well, thank you, Vandana. That's beautiful. You guys remember Vandana called in a few weeks ago. Well, I'm so glad. It's always lovely to get a validation. That I don't know what to say. Thank you so much. Did you have any? I'm blushing here, guys. And you know what? I will say, Vandana, that I have absolutely zip to do with it. I'm just putting it through for you. That's what we all do. We give you what is coming through. So we thank Spirit,
but
really.
Yeah, it's so true. Your prediction was so true.
Well, I give you what I get, and I'm so grateful for that. I love, you know, when people call back and say, hey, yeah, it worked. There you go. Would you like a little, did you want to throw a little question at us? We've got 5 minutes.
Okay.
Anything you want to know?
Okay, let me say this. I feel him almost every day. And it's like about to be an year. I feel him almost every day. But no, he won't step up and say anything. And I can also feel that, you know, this is the way that he's saying, oh, come on and talk to me. But I am not talking. And I just have to see when the day comes when he steps up and says something on his own.
This is and who is it we're talking about, Vandana?
This is my friend. And
okay, this is a romantic thing. So he's basically, you're not hearing from him the things you would like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not on the same page romantically, basically. All right. Well, do you see? Want to see Jody, Ryan? Are you guys picking anything up on this?
Not particularly right now. The only thing that I picked up was alignment. So make sure you're aligned with him and give him patience, okay? The game whack-a-mole came up. Don't just pounce on him if he doesn't give you a response right away, Mandy, okay? Just be patient with him, okay? Patience and alignment. You don't want to pounce on him. Just the man needs some space, man. Give the man some space, man. No, just give him a little bit of space. You know, don't smudge him to death. Just give him a little space, and actually that might attract him more to you when you give him the space. You're like, hey, come on, baby, where are you at?
All right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, thank
you. All right, that's what I have for you.
Okay, Jody.
You know, I feel like Ryan's right. He's holding his own space, and I feel a little like he's not ready to just jump right in yet, but I do think it's coming. Okay? Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, perfect.
There's lots of fear there for him. Even though I think he really cares for you and likes you, I think there's fear for him, and I think it's justifiable. It feels to me like somebody stuck him in a blender and turned it on high. So, you know, a little bit of that chewed up and spit out feeling. And I feel like this relationship that he had was about probably within the last 2 to 3 years. So just know he's still working through some things and letting things go. And as he as you prove yourself to him, he'll come forward. He feels like a really kind man with really nice energy to me. What's his first name?
I'm sorry?
What is his first name?
Patty.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Patty.
Harry?
Yeah, like Harry Truman.
Yeah, and you know, as you say his name, I get this feeling of being a pretty calm person with a really great smile, laugh, and sense of humor. So give him space and he'll come forward. I think he's going to be a wonderful person in your life.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're up, Lynn.
I think that's it for tonight, guys. But thank you all for calling in. And call us next week at the same time. Love and light to you all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.